Hello, everybody. Today is March 28th, and we're doing Robots and Nonsense for your Friday.
And this being the week after GTC, there's so many robots. So many.
And now, just robots that you interface with through your regular computer, that's old news. Now we're ready for the actual robots.
NVIDIA says the age of generalist robotics is here. The Verge has an article. They open sourced the Groot N1 foundational model, and what that means is that the robot can be simulated in NVIDIA's infrastructure, and that can be used for training. And so, like, the whole, like, oh, we've run out of real data to train AI, the simulations for the robots are so high fidelity that you can do 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years of simulation to train the robot, and it is very effective.
So they got two models. One is like the basics, running, jumping, reacting, quick calculation type of stuff. And then they're going to marry that with a deep thinking version, which requires it to stop and smoke consider. And, stop what?
Stop and smoke. It's deep thinking.
I thought you were going to say stop, collaborate, and listen.
Oh. I would be kind of, I would like to have a robot that once in a while just went out on the porch
and burned one. Just stared at the sky.
No, smoked a cigarette. It's a god robot. You stink all the time.
Also, I was laughing at this because, like, one of them's wearing a hard hat and the other one appears to have some kind of sleeve. Are they naked?
He's wearing a shirt of some kind.
Yeah.
That's probably good to keep the dust and particles out, right?
Yeah, it's like he's a cleaning robot. He needs to not get dust in his joints. That would be fantastic. Yeah, so part of my adventures at GTC was to try to go poke holes in this because I was like, there's no way. Like, this has got to be, like, marketing fluff, right? The algorithm isn't really here. No. It's there. It's like every kind of like loophole or edge case that I tried to find.
Did you slap one of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's all just like just the software and the programming and like being able to talk to the lawyer. Like, here's a robot, and it's like it's got a whole bunch of stuff in boxes. So think like just like tchotchkes. And it's like, hey, can you get the black things out of the box? Which things are made out of wood? Which things are made out of painted wood? And it was like, yeah, no problem. Here you go.
Oh, but you didn't like try to like make it react or anything. Like, you didn't, like, try to hit it or something.
No, well, you probably weren't allowed to.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. But they had completely, like, they had the Da Vinci surgery robot, but it was like, hey, check out what happens when we let the AI loose with the surgery robot. And it was not a Lovecraftian horror, so that was really exciting.
Well, we still have the robots that are inside the computers and don't have external avatars yet, and they are taking over more and more. Here we have a bit of a performance piece, but it does prove how far we've come.
Italian newspaper says it has published the world's first AI-generated edition.
Including opinion pieces from readers, which was just made up by the AI. And one of them was about AI taking over.
How long?
Who asked for that? Like, who wants that?
No, you don't understand the darkness that's coming from that. Is now, there's the modern Edward Bernays is looking at a giant dashboard, and he's going to ask his AI, it's like, I need a Midwestern mom that thinks this, and then the Alexa smart speaker is going to pop up and say, oh, I've got just the mom. And it's like, okay, I want you to ask her what her opinion is on this household thing. And it's like, okay, it's like work a deal where we can just have them. And so it's a useful idiot, but it is exactly the useful idiot that you need in a laser focused scenario.
I'm pretty sure the military already has that. And I'm pretty sure it's deployed on social media.
The military has it, but not, you know,
not marketers, which is maybe worse.
Not Unilever.
Well, there is not going to be much separation there, is there?
No.
And OpenAI has put out a new model, but this one is quite pricey, and it's only available through the API, but you probably can't afford it.
OpenAI's O1 Pro is the company's most expensive AI model yet. What was it, like $600 for?
Per 750,000 words, $150.
And 600 per million tokens generated by the model.
So that's, oh, right. That was input. Output is way more expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what, I mean, that was the impetus of GTC. Jensen was saying this is just the way that he talks about it. It's like, it's an AI factory. It's a token factory. He was saying, we're building a factory to produce tokens. It's the same as if we build a factory to produce steel. It's the same. It certainly uses as much electricity. It's the same as a factory to produce chairs, widgets, whatever. It's going to produce tokens.
Yeah, but when you have a factory that produces steel, 10% of the steel is not made from, you know, like cardboard. It's wrong. Just like dangerously bad steel. And the llama is one of those models that you can get for free and run on your own. And Mark Zuckerberg claims that's very popular.
Mark Zuckerberg says that Meta's llama models have hit over 1 billion downloads. And certainly if you look at the numbers on Hugging Face, it's, yeah, if you aggregate everything together, that's a lot of downloads.
It's out of date now.
And this was also announced at GTC.
Yeah, and this is funny because the failure of their previous iteration, and they clearly went and were like, please, sir, please save us.
GM taps NVIDIA to boost its embattled self-driving projects. But I think NVIDIA is a different company now than when they started this years ago. And the demo of this from NVIDIA was also insane. Like the whole digital twin thing where it's like we can simulate the entire world. And the whole like fast and slow model, like the fast thinking model and the slow model, they were using that for self-driving as well. And it's like, holy crap, they've cracked the formula for actual self-driving. Like this is an approach that makes sense and that hallucination will not cause problems with, and that doesn't rely as much on actual data, like actual human driver data.
But you know who has not cracked the AI egg at all? In fact, has lost all of the eggs and can't find them, is Apple. And the new tradition, everything from big tech gets leaked.
The Verge's headline is, leaked Apple meeting shows how dire the serious situation really is. And after having experienced some of the stuff that's coming at GTC, Siri is worse than ever. It is dumber than a box of rocks.
I think after this leak happened, Tim Cook said he has lost confidence in the AI head at Apple.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's tough.
Off with his head, perhaps. Tough to hear.
And one thing I've noticed about Claude is getting way better at recognizing when I'm being sarcastic. He's got like an 80% success rate right now. Usually he'll be like, I think you're kidding, but I need to warn you not to ever say things like that. But they're getting better at it.
Study finds AI-generated meme captions funnier than human ones on average, although the examples in this article leave a lot to be desired.
I was, like, not impressed by any of them. But
well, see, but that's the thing, right? That was the caveat. On average, so they did three ways. They did lone human, coordinated human effort, where you had a group of people trying to come up with a meme, and then AI. And on average, AI ranked better. But the best ones were lone humans. So, like, if you want top-tier memes, you got to go with people still.
Horrifically organic.
But if you want just, like, average garbage memes that, you know, the populace, the mouth breathers are like, oh, that's kind of funny, AI's great at that.
Just like with Robin Williams, the best humor comes from the terrible darkness within.
And Krista, you should be hyped for this one because I know that you're a weather nerd.
I am a bit of a weather nerd.
And it's the days of you depending on Chris Bailey, they're coming to an end.
AI-driven weather prediction breakthrough has been reported.
As long as they can get data for it, which right now is kind of like, I don't know.
Well, go ahead.
That's the thing here, right? The hard part about that data is, I can't remember, but something about crunching the numbers, and it takes hours or maybe longer than that for the supercomputers to do it. But they're like, no, with this new system, you'll be able to do this on a desktop and like immediately.
Assuming you get the numbers.
No, that is the numbers. Like you just feed it some sample data.
That, yeah, but you need to feed it data. The point is that they're cutting a lot of NOAA offices right now.
Just put some sensors outside.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's another story that follows this one that would be really funny because the lead-in would be they're firing all the weathermen. The weathermen aren't going to have jobs. It's all AI-related. The computer's doing a better job with that anyway. And then there was another story this week that we didn't put in that was a car dealership where they deployed an AI personality named Tim to do car sales, and it generated an insane number of sales and leads and people showing up at the dealership being like, where's Tim? To the point that it caused an existential crisis among the real salesmen that were there.
I mean, that's a business model that's ready to die.
Yeah.
So it was never really good for the customer. And these self-driving cars, they are out there, and we are told that they're doing very well. They're making money. Everything's getting better. But maybe there's a little dark side that has not been revealed.
These driverless taxis got 589 parking tickets in San Francisco last year. The article goes out of its way to say that the cars don't do anything dangerous and they're not causing any problems. It is mostly parking tickets. They just stay in a parking spot longer than they're supposed to, or sometimes they stop in the middle of the road to let people get out.
That's $65,000 from, I think, one company.
That's 0.5% of the city's entire parking revenue.
They interviewed a cop, and so this cop was doing a sweep for, you know how the street sweepers come through and you're not allowed to park there and they put up like the little signs and everything? He was like, yeah, I always do a courtesy. I drive up and I honk my horn and give you a chance to leave. And the driverless car just ignored him. And he gave it a ticket. And then he said before he got back in his car, the person who it was waiting for got in it and it drove away. But yeah, I'm sure that's super annoying because it's so hard to park in some places. And you see that stupid driverless car sitting there. But there is one thing to be excited about this week. Let's Yay! All be happy. Yeah, okay, we hate this guy. Fine. But he did one good thing.
NASA's Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore finally returned home after more than 9 months in space. They were supposed to come back on the Boeing thing. They ended up coming back on Elon Musk's thing.
SpaceX.
And now with like 70% less kidney.
I think those are the SpaceX suits, right? There was that whole thing about like...
They have weird ports. There's not a universal port.
What suits are they going to wear? So I guess they made them some.
Now, to be fair, the Boeing capsule did self-land just fine. They were just slightly worried about it.
That guy's fine, but they always put you on a stretcher when they bring you home.
Yeah, they literally can't walk because they've been in space for 9 months.
What's your first meal back?
Biscuits and gravy.
Waffle House. I mean, that would probably be really upsetting for your stomach.
Yeah, it's going to tear your stomach up, all that grease and everything.
Oh, it'd be good, though.
It would be fantastic. Yeah. Probably can't get that on the space station.
Probably. Not yet.
And Musk, maybe, you know, like, expecting his political clout to give him unlimited regulation control and money, has set a pretty aggressive timeline.
Musk says the first mission to Mars will launch next year.
I think, didn't he also tweet something about how he was going to be on it? And it's like, I don't believe that.
I don't think it'll be manned, right?
It's probably going to have Optimus robots, though. I think he's expecting this thing to land and robotically prepare for the next mission, which could possibly have people, but realistically, it's probably like 2050.
He's probably thinking of his digital twin that he's working on.
Yeah. Mm.
Or maybe, you know what?
One of those kids.
He could throw 5 or 6 of the kids in there. Yeah. Right? He's got so many.
And he's making more every day.
I can't wait for them to start making noise about things like, oh, this is a clone of my son. He's not a real human. He's going to Mars. And it's like, what? It's like, no, we grew him in a vat. It's fine. He's not a real... It's like, it looks like a human child. It's like, well, it's a cloned human child.
He has a favorite book, and he goes to school. And
this one's my property. He wasn't born naturally. He's a mechanism. It's fine.
Can you imagine how annoying it is? Because whenever you see the press photos, he's always dragging that kid around the White House. The other White House employees have got to be so annoyed by that.
Yeah. That's not a place, you know. No.
And Krista, of course, you know, you were terrified of black holes, and we've seen so many examples of how they will be your undoing. Mm-hmm, but this has to be an existential crisis for you.
New NASA data hints we could be living inside a black hole.
It's so strong that there's not even an image on this article. It's just blackness.
All the light from this image has already been absorbed.
Did they really just put a black image in there?
It's supposed to be a video.
Oh, okay.
It's getting blocked.
That's funny.
But yeah, they're saying that because of dark matter and some of the stuff we're observing about it, it doesn't fit with the whole quantum mechanics and stuff. So it could be that every black hole is another multiverse. And there could be layers of that. Because if we're in one, then there's nested holes.
It's also the spin of the galaxies. It's one thing that explains why the spin of the galaxies is not evenly distributed.
It's wild. It doesn't change our lives at all, but it's fun to think about, I guess. And here's an embarrassment that I would expect from our government. You know, they do dumb stuff like this. And we also remember, what country was it that bought the trains that didn't fit in the tunnels?
I remember that, but I can't remember what country it was.
Do you think there would be, like, you know, a memo that goes out? It's like, guys, really, seriously, you have to think about this.
The Swiss government enthusiastically ordered a plush $117 million private jet for its officials only to realize upon delivery that not only is the runway in their capital city too short for the jet to take off, but the aircraft is also so large that it doesn't fit in any of their hangars.
I refuse to believe that there was not some engineer or, you know, pilot or someone who was probably in those meetings who was not raising their hand repeatedly being like, this is not going to work for XYZ reason.
This is also another exhibit in like, aren't you guys public servants?
Yeah, I was just about to say, let's remember the phrase public servant. As we enjoy the interior shots, well, that doesn't look like an airliner seat, does it?
Not one I've been on.
Certainly not one I've endured lately.
Yeah.
That looks really nice. Do they really need a meal on these flights? It's disgusting.
I mean, you know, they are human. They might need to eat if they're on like a long haul flight somewhere. But
MREs.
They should just be eating MREs.
They're government employees.
That's what the troops,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's good enough for the troops, good enough for them. Now, I'm way too out of touch with the youth culture to understand any of this. I have seen this video because I was curious, and after watching it, I got no answers. It's just madness. I don't know what this is, but it's so important that they're putting it in the schools.
Skibidi Toilet teams up with Scholastic for novels and graphic novels and more.
When I was a kid, we read R.L. Stein.
No, they pointed out, didn't you? What's the one where there was like shapeshifters?
Anamorphics?
Didn't you talk about that at one point?
Oh, yeah, Animorphs. Yeah.
So they pointed out that this is this generation's Animorphs, because when the Animorphs came out, a lot of people were angry about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone loved those. I mean, they were weird, but they were good books.
But do you think the same thing about this? Can you understand this?
What is going on?
It's toilets invading, alien toilets invading the planet, being fought by humans with televisions and things for heads.
Is there like any kind of theme to the book? Like, because Animorphs was kind of about like freaks banding together to save the universe. Like, there was, you know, like some theme work there. You had to squint to see it, but it was there.
I'm sure there's some lore now. I don't know if it started out that way.
Yeah.
I think it was just kind of a meme at first. And, you know, marketing, advertising, it's all fake, right? It's trying to create ideas and make us forced to... I've completely lost the thread there.
You're trying to get your... It's aspirational. You want to aspire to be that.
They want you to think, if I was that, I would be happy.
Had that thing, yeah.
Yeah. This is going a different direction, but apparently this also makes people angry.
Clothes brand gets 100 complaints a day that models are too fat.
I don't understand this one, because if it's a clothing brand that tailors to bigger people, like, don't you want your customer base to know what the clothes are going to look like on them?
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah. And also, statistically, if you look at, I'm assuming this is American. Well, this is BBC, though, maybe. Is this an American company?
I saw this on a different site, so I'm not sure.
I mean, that's your customer, right? If you're going for the average.
Yeah. If you make the clothes in that size, you should model it in that size.
Like, but even if that wasn't the case, why would you be angry about it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
And we've seen this happen several times on different kinds of buildings. I think this might be the first school.
School tries to cover huge 65-foot drawing on its roof that is visible from space.
I love it when you go on like Flight Radar and you see someone draw.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
They have apparently covered both ends of it to try and disguise it, but they don't have a picture of that.
They have a picture of the original, but not the fix.
I can see that. Like, what news organization is like, oh yeah, take the helicopter up.
Yeah. We need a
photo. And here is something that I suppose that I feel like I'm observing, both in myself and in the greater society, but it's not good news.
Human intelligence is sharply declining. The benchmarks are not looking good, folks. Maybe we can build a large language model that continuously challenges us every day when we get up. It's like, here, you need to do your 8th grade math, and when you can't pass, it just shuts you off.
I feel like just being able to read and understand what you're looking at is kind of an underrated skill.
So that was the big one, linguistics. Very terrible. But they were like, okay, does like the TikTok and all that, does that account for it? Can we just teach these kids to read, make them read more maybe? Would that solve it? But no, anything to do with numerics, also terrible. Yeah. So reading and numbers, The kids just don't get them.
Long form reading comprehension was the standout for me. Just, you can't read and retain something that takes a while to get there.
And the pharmaceutical industry is an insane amount of control of our government. That has been a revolving door for a long time. But it seems like all the other corporations, they've been emboldened by the fact that, hey, everybody else is getting away with it. Let's try to run things.
Big Pharma's plea to Trump to punish Australia for cheaper medicines. What? That doesn't sound very capitalistic.
Now, you could say maybe it is capitalistic because, hey, man, they spend a lot of money on research and development, right? Every drug that comes except out.
Those are mostly tax dollars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to look into the pharma university licensing thing, like that whole thing. Read about that. It should make you furious because you're paying for it when it's developed. And then the university licenses it to the pharma and they charge you 800 times more to actually buy it. Even though you funded the research.
I don't know why people root for the Mario Brothers.
Because they want to save the princess.
It's like
so hard to say.
Some company charging you money for Linux. And it's like, you could just go download Linux. And they're like, no, you have to buy our Linux.
It's worse than that. It's like a company that took your money against your will to develop Linux. And then they're like, hey, you want to buy Linux? And here's a hilarious one because the Canadian border is known as being pretty tough. Like, they don't tolerate a lot of stuff. And they're usually looking for drugs, but not anymore.
U.S. officials cracking down on people trying to bring valuable eggs across the border.
Cracking down.
Egg interceptions up 116%. Did you see that the state Supreme Court has basically okayed renting chickens without taking possession of them? So you can rent chickens and then they'll bring you the eggs and they're your eggs and it doesn't count as egg distribution, so they don't even have to wash the eggs.
Is that going to be like a new app?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. It sounds like we need to develop the egg app.
Yeah, that would be really popular in New York too because it's also okay in New York to rent chickens. So we should definitely do the chicken rental app.
The problem is they're going to close that loophole.
Soon, probably. Not here. I mean, we're contrarian enough that they probably won't close it here.
Yeah, but eggs are already pretty easy to come by in a lot of places in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of people have chickens. A lot of my neighbors giving away eggs for like nothing.
Now, this, of course, was immediately associated with The Thing. There's actually been several stories like this. But it's real. There was someone who apparently just lost it in the winter over where there's like eight people. And what do you do in that situation? You just cry for help.
Antarctic scientists accused of threatening to kill colleagues trapped in the research station with him has apologized.
Not just a threatening to kill, but apparently had sexually harassed three of the women. Guess how many women there were?
Three.
So apparently, well, I'm assuming someone probably like confronted him on that and didn't go well. But he's apologized. This was the South African team.
Oh, he apologized, so it's okay.
That's a man who did not properly anticipate how lonely it was going to be on the winter over. Or perhaps thought he was had more riz than he did. And here is a terrifying, terrifying story. This is straight out of like horror movies from the 80s.
Long Island woman arrested and accused of working as a faked dentist. And so she was the dentist to people that were undocumented. And this went on for a very, very long time. She's only facing, what, like 6 years? Which doesn't seem like enough.
And caused like some paralysis in some people. Really messed them up. Didn't have real anesthesia. She had local anesthesia. And she had Chinese antibiotics that she illegally smuggled into the country. That's she was doing really full scary. Service dentistry with no license or education. Had a full like chair set up and everything in her house.
Oh. I don't like going to the dentist anyway, but like imagine you just walk into someone's apartment and there's a dental chair there and it's like, I don't want to know what's happening.
But I mean, dental pain is a big motivator, right?
Yeah, and it's expensive to get your teeth.
But if you can't, if you don't have any other option.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to prey upon. And this story, remember there was a girl in Cincinnati that was a similar kind of story?
Yeah.
But this one was in the family.
The CNN headline is how a man used a printer paper and hand sanitizer to escape an alleged 20 years of captivity by his stepmother. He basically found a lighter in a jacket that used to belong to his dad after his dad died. And he escaped because he set a fire. And, you know, the stepmother has denied the charges, but he was also hospitalized because he's 70 pounds.
Oh. And smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
Because he was right there with the fire. I mean, think about how desperate you have to be
to
start a fire. He describes he had no access to a bathroom except for once per day. So he developed a system, and he wasn't allowed to open the window. If he opened the window, there would be retaliation. So there was a hole in the storm shutter, and he developed a system of peeing in a cup and then siphoning that through the hole in the storm shutter. She claims that's all a lie. He could have left anytime he wanted. But like Wendell said, he was basically a skeleton. He got one egg or tuna salad sandwich a day and water. That was his entire diet.
Wow.
Would you get scurvy, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would think nutritionally that would cause all sorts of problems.
Yeah, you'd have to have, to prevent scurvy, you have to have vitamin C, so you have to have some sort of vegetables. Maybe there's relish in the tuna?
Celery. Celery. And here is a terrible reality about our online bargain making.
Shelter worker scoured the bin, the trash can, for dog vomit for human toes so that she could sell them for $400 on the black market. So this is Australia, Melbourne, I think. There was a dude that died, and a dog ate some of the toes off the corpse, but then puked them up, and they threw them away. And then she was like, wait a minute, I could actually sell those. And so she fished them out of the trash.
Look, there are places. There are places. I could get you a toe. I'll get you a toe by 3 o'clock. And another, Wendell, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you would also impose the death penalty.
Dr. Manhattan. You gotta hear the Dr. Manhattan noise and just.
But it's worse than the headline.
It is, yeah.
Janitor pleads guilty in the case of urinating in co-worker's water bottle, court documents show. He gave them hepatitis? No.
He had herpes. 13 herpes. STDs per the headline I saw.
Herpes.
I think herpes was the only one that was communicated, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, several people got that. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. There's no excuse
for only facing... This is another one where he's only facing like 5 or 6 years.
Which is insane.
It's not enough.
Also, that woman, hilariously, she was just like, God, the water here is terrible. And she started bringing her own water bottles, so he started attacking those.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's time... That we're, you know what? Why don't we just get robots to do this, right? It's time for robots to replace all animals and this kind of thing.
Tasmanian harness racing industry inquiry hears allegations of race fixing, doping, and animal welfare concerns. And then you read this article.
Doping? Now you think like, oh, blood doping? No, cocaine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They were giving the horses cocaine.
That doesn't seem great.
Cocaine horse.
You think they go on a rampage like a bear does?
Yeah, they said it was. Very obvious when something the horses were coked up.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't wrong. They were racing their asses off. Like, it really helped. Made them fast. And Krista, this is something that you've been following for a long time. But according to The Guardian, it's getting way worse.
Don't call it zombie deer disease. Scientists warn of global crisis as infections spread across the U.S.
We have a few monitoring stations here in Kentucky, but it's mostly just been found in western Kentucky.
Chronic wasting disease.
Not anymore.
Well.
Yeah. Also, the number of ticks has gone up a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And they all carry lots of terrible diseases.
What if a tick that already has whatever got you gets zombie disease at the same time?
That's going to be bad news.
Chronic wasting disease is a protein. Like, it's like the, what is it, mad cow. It's the same kind of thing.
These are some sleepy deer. Their worry here is that someone is going to kill and eat one of these, and we don't know what's going to happen.
The other worry is that it could mutate and spread to humans.
It's a lot to be, lot to look forward to this year.
But they also say, please don't call it zombie deer disease, because they fear that when people hear zombie deer disease, they'll kind of dismiss it.
Mm.
Like, no, this is a real threat. You must worry about this. And here's a heartwarming animal story.
Live alligator left behind in Michigan motel room. But it was a friendly alligator, and nothing bad happened, surprisingly. The person that left it there was a person that travels to elementary and grade schools to show kids different animals they can pet. And he forgot the alligator.
You know how when you're getting ready to leave a hotel room, it's like, all right, do I have the key? Do I have my wallet? Keys, yeah. And it's like you're patting down your pockets. And maybe add that to the checklist.
It was an alligator hiding under the bed. Oh. Apparently the dude was surprised. He was like, oh, I knew he got out. I just thought he got out somewhere else.
But he didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
What if the maid had gone in and like gotten her little ankles just...
They probably did get a bit of a scare, right? Somebody had to find her.
Well, at least it had a happy ending.
And the online disinformation is just ridiculous at this point.
Virginia Zoo has to respond to gorilla escape rumors. We don't have those. Well, of course you don't have them. They escaped.
But their mascot, as you see here, is a Sasquatch. So they were like, oh, you probably saw the Sasquatch. He doesn't leave the facility. Just the guy in a suit.
No, it's real. He's out there. It's probably a wild one, though. It's not the one from the zoo.
Maybe they should get some gorillas.
That'd be pretty expensive, right?
I've not priced them.
I haven't been on the gorilla market in a while.
Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah. All right. Well, you've wasted a perfectly good week with us. Check out the GTC coverage, and we will see you in the next one.
Robots are coming for us all.